So we were talking about the cuts that are coming to Northern Ireland there at the top of the programme, the police ombudsman getting hit this time. But there's been this discussion, hasn't there, on this programme about whether Northern Ireland should be a special case or not. Some say, for example, here in Northern Ireland, we're a special case because of years of economic decline during the Troubles. There have been demands for the Prime Minister, David Cameron, to give us extra cash because of that. But is that fair? Well, the commentator, Shane Greer, doesn't think so. Morning to you, Shane.
Good morning.
Morning. And Patrick Mulholland from NIPS is with us today. Morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, why shouldn't we be a special case, Shane?
I think we have to face up to the economic realities. Cuts are looming for everyone, everywhere. And there's no shortage of special cases in the UK. One could look at the inner city, Glasgow or Manchester, Birmingham, indeed London. There are special cases everywhere. There are communities that have dealt with violence everywhere. Not the same level of violence, for sure. But I think we have to face up to the new realities. And more fundamentally, I think for Northern Ireland to progress as an economy, it ultimately has to become less dependent on the taxpayer in the southeast of England. It's already a net receiver.
But you do understand we went through the Troubles. You do understand the impact the Troubles had in this country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I grew up there, absolutely. But the reality is that Northern Ireland remains subsidised by taxpayers in the southeast of England. It gets a better deal in many ways than other taxpayers in the UK. For example, water rates, not something that apply in Northern Ireland, but do elsewhere. There are more important things that could be done to support the Northern Ireland economy as it competes, for example, with the Republic of Ireland. Corporation tax is one example of that. But a continued subsidy from taxpayers in the southeast of England simply doesn't make sense, and it's not equitable. Why should they be expected to continue to provide over the odds to a level that is not afforded to people elsewhere in the United Kingdom? People, for example, in the north of England whose needs are no less than people in Northern Ireland.
Patrick?
Yeah, I think Shane makes interesting points, but I must say, Stephen, where I would start from is I think we have to challenge this idea that Northern Ireland has been treated as a special case. The reality is that Northern Ireland is part of a national economy, if you use that term, and that national economy obviously has to spread money around across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, and Northern Ireland's only a part of that. So I don't think there is a particularly strong argument that we have ever been treated as a special case. And in fact, I think there's a very strong argument that it's not regions that get treated as special cases. It's people who get treated as special cases.
Yeah, but can we keep on beating this drum that we want more than everyone else, that we're a special case? Look, there are more votes in England for Cameron and the coalition government. So how long are we going to get away with this?
You see, the problem is, Stephen, this isn't based on economic reality. If you look at the economic reality of the last 6 years, there have been special cases. The special cases have been the car industry that got a massive, massive, massive bailout. And as you know, the car industry isn't exactly based in Twinbrook. It is the banking sector, which got a massive, massive, massive bailout. And that's not based in the Shankill Road. And there's been things like the Olympics being held in London. And the huge money went into that, and it's billions as well. So there is money going into the economy in particular areas. There are special cases. But
Shane?
The special cases have not been Northern Ireland. It has not been working class people in this country.
I mean, I simply disagree with the idea that Northern Ireland hasn't been a special case. There's one number that demonstrates that it has been treated as a special case and given preferential treatment to individuals elsewhere in the UK. And that's the fact that public spending per capita per individual is higher in Northern Ireland than any one of the other nations in the United States.
Shane, are you including the cost of the bailouts of the banks?
At the cost of the bailouts of the banks, you said it's a national issue. You're saying that cost should be spread across what, exclusively individuals across the...
You're talking about the level of public spending in different areas. I'm asking you, are you including the cost of bailouts to the banks?
What I'm talking about is the public spending on individual people in the United Kingdom.
You're talking about spending.
No, you're doing exactly that, and it's
no, I'm not.
You're trying to deflect. Like, you want to get your grubby little hands on the taxpayers' money from England, and that's all this is about. When those individuals are already having to shell out more for Northern Ireland than they do for elsewhere in the United Kingdom, and it's simply not
happening. Shane, can I say to you, first of all, don't get in a panic because you're being challenged on the economic facts. There's no need to use insulting language. Can I also say...
It's not insulting
language. It is open...
You're looking for a bailout. You're looking for money. That's all you're doing.
Can I finish my point?
Oh, absolutely. Tell us how you want the English taxpayers' money.
Right. Can I finish my point? You are referring solely to the Barnett formula. You're not referring to overall public spending. And I think if we are going to be accurate about how the economy operates at the moment, we have to include all of public spending. For instance, if there's a huge amount of money poured into London for the Olympics, that's public money that is funding that. That's where that's all coming from. It's coming from the same purse. If there's huge amounts of money poured in to save the banks, that's public money. After all, we are all living in times of austerity because we have to repay that. That public money is coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. It's going into particular areas, into particular industries. And we have to say, overall, Northern Ireland has been left out of that. That is the reality. Northern Ireland has been left out. I do not disagree with Shane on the Barnett formula. Northern Ireland.
All right, well, let's give Shane a chance. Go ahead, Shane.
Do you pay water rates? I don't think you do. Everyone else in the UK does. Has been treated as a special case for a very long time. And fundamentally, Northern Ireland...
Can I explain the water rates? I get it.
You know, you love the money from England. You love it. It's a subsidy. I get why you love it. And you love the jobs that are created by the taxpayers in England funding an overwhelmingly public sector economy in Northern Ireland. But the reality is, if Northern Ireland is ultimately stands on its own two feet, if it's to do better, have a growing economy, create jobs with a huge private sector enterprise, that's going to require that the country become more competitive and ultimately less dependent on taxpayers in England. And that's going to be done through other measures. That's going to be done with things that actually support the private sector economy and don't provide a constant subsidy to people in Northern Ireland who ultimately receive more than people elsewhere in the United Kingdom. And you keep talking about bailing out the
bank. I cannot understand...
Let me finish my point. You keep bringing up the bailing out of the banks. I didn't realize we were on to debate that, but if we do want to debate it...
Well, no, we're not going off on a tangent into bailing out the banks. We're not going off on a tangent into that. We're not. Patrick Mahon.
Well, he wants to get his hands on the English taxpayer money. It's the same old story. We're a special case. Bail us out. Give us more. We deserve more.
Pretend we're a special case and we're allowed to speak as much as you do. Shame. The reality here is you're refusing to deal with the economic facts. You have picked out a particular set of figures that suit your argument.
So have you.
I am saying take into account the Barnett formula. I have no problem with that. But also, if you're going to talk about Britain as an economic unit, then we have to be fair and we have to...
Britain, you're talking only about the mainland?
What happens in the different parts of the British economy?
For instance, there's oil wealth in Aberdeen.
You take that into account. Okay. You have to take into account the bailout.
But if you look at the amount that is spent on public services per head, Northern Ireland is the highest, Patrick Mahon. There's £10,900, the lowest in England, and £8,500. Is that sustainable? That people in England, I'll tell you what, I don't even know if they actually realise this in England. They'll go boogaloo if the message got through to them. That we are here in Northern Ireland getting £2,400 per head more spent on us on public services than they're getting per head spent on them in England. And we want even more. We want more. We're saying welfare reform, good enough for them in England. We're not having it here. We want more, Patrick.
We absolutely do. We want considerably more, Stephen. What we want is a rebalance of the economy that actually puts taxpayers' money into the services that taxpayers want. And we do not want to be in a position where we are getting more than people across the water. We want people across the water to also get the services that they want.
So the money has to be divided somehow. The whole point is we're getting more and it's still not good enough. Here's John in Belfast. Go ahead, John.
Stephen, how do you divide it?
Are they still arguing?
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, Northern Ireland is a special case. And it's not just because we had a war for 40 years. During that 40 years of conflict, the only jobs that Northern Ireland could have was public sector jobs because big firms would not come over to Northern Ireland and set up. We're also the only part of the United Kingdom. They have a long border with Euro. They have corporation tax lower than us. They have inward investment in Northern Ireland.
Well, that's going to be the next of it. So if we cut our corporation tax here, what businesses who are based in England say when all of a sudden their corporation tax is a lot higher and some businesses are starting to relocate to Northern Ireland? Plenty of votes in that for Cameron there too, aren't there?
Well, Northern Ireland, if they do go down the road of trying to find, was it £250 million to £300 million per year to have a corporation tax cut, where were they going to get that from?
Yeah. All right, John, thank you. Shane, thank you. Patrick Mahon, really interesting stuff. Thank you.